FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Name three things, and this is difficult to kick us off with, I appreciate, but name three things, any three things, better than Robert Redford.
It's tricky, isn't it? I was thinking about this earlier.
Strawberry jam.
That's better than Robert Redford.
On crackers, yeah.
You can't put Robert Redford on crackers, that's true.
It's true.
You put strawberry jam on crackers?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of crackers?
Right, don't... Right, we had this chat during FC Live, during the Glossop North End match in the Manchester Premier Cup, where like the nutritionist hadn't heard of crackers.
Like cream crackers, Jacob's cream crackers.
Crackers, butter, jam, cracker on top.
It's amazing that the nutritionist had never heard of that combination.
It's a Mancunian staple. It's great.
You don't really see that in many shops.
No, but it doesn't make it wrong, man.
If you said digestive biscuits, I'd been up for that. Jam on a digestive biscuit, it's delightful. It's like a cheesecake. But
Marv, have you ever had strawberry jam on a cracker?
Never, Ben.
Come back to me when you have.
So what is it? Cracker, butter, jam, butter, cracker?
No. Cracker, butter, jam, cracker.
Cracker, butter, jam, butter, cracker, bum. Jacker.
Yeah.
Bum jacker. All right, so what else?
Strawberry jam.
Anything else?
BBC Four.
I mean, you might see Robert Redford on BBC Four.
You could.
That would be a dream, wouldn't
that
it?
That would... Eating a jam cracker sandwich.
Eating your jacker, yeah.
And you.
Oh. Kind of unexpected. Mm-hmm. Just take me back a bit. I'll take it. If you really pushed yourself, Ben, right, you really gave it a go and you prepared for this in advance.
Yes.
How many loaves of bread do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Loaves?
Probably. Also, you can do slices if you like, but I figured you'd get through one loaf, wouldn't
one
you?
One loaf.
Just one loaf?
I think one.
You could sneak down just a little one from the next loaf?
Yeah, perhaps. Excluding crusts.
How about a loaf and a half?
No.
I think that's too far?
Too far.
How would you eat the loaf? Would you just stuff it in or would you toast it?
I wouldn't toast it. That would be disastrous.
Do you think that would make it harder?
Yeah. I think I put strawberry jam on a couple of them just to
ease them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think toasting them would be a good idea.
No.
How about doing like that,
who?
The toast, the French toast, is it called Melia toast or something like that? You flatten it right down, Ben, like a prawn cracker, and you toast it like that. They're really thin, then. Maybe that would make it easier. Houses or blouses?
From unbuttoning, blouses.
Right.
For living in and inhabiting, blouses.
Saw that joke coming, and I still enjoyed it even when you did it. Ben's tip of the week. What's the best way to get over a terrible breakup? There'll be loads of people listening, Ben, that are currently absolutely depressed because they've just lost what they consider to be the love of their life. So what tactics can you offer them?
It depends how old they are.
Right, interesting.
So if you're an 18-year-old, I would suggest going out somewhere where there's cheap beer, get absolutely hammered, and you never know what might happen.
FCM Radio does not endorse binge drinking.
If you're in your 30s, then go out, get absolutely plastered, and you never know what might happen.
So it's the same for an 18 and a 30-year-old.
That's right.
Again, FCM Radio does not endorse binge drinking.
If you're in your 50s, maybe rein it in a bit, but still go out and see what happens after a couple of... But instead of drinking beer or cider or Wicked, like you would have done when you were 18... Nice, classy bottle of red, I think.
Right.
Yeah, because then you're projecting yourself as this suave, sophisticated...
I don't know if you get yourself wasted.
55-year-old mank.
So what you're saying, basically, is the advice is always the same. It's just the venue and the style of drink that changes.
Yeah, exactly. That's purely what it's all about.
Right,
Marv.
So just drink yourself until you realise that you're over it.
Yeah.
That is great advice, Ben.
Not till you're over it, Marv.
Till when then?
Till you found someone else.
Wow. I mean, that could be a long time.
It could.
Especially if you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
It's hard to meet people that age. Trust me.
Is it?
I know. I've been trying to meet a 50-year-old for a while, Ben. If your beard was made of fire, would that make you shave it off?
No.
You'd still keep it, even though your face is permanently on fire?
Well, yeah.
I don't think you would. I think that's a ridiculous
response.
I'd
look so good, though, wouldn't I?
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, I've just realised. I forgot to put cockers on that. Previously on CSI.
Oh, do it now.
No, I've not got it to hand, but anyway, lucky cockers, you'll make it back in next week, don't you worry. So yeah, an interesting twist in last week's, well, 2 weeks ago,
four
CSI
weeks.
Shindig, whatever it was, CSI Shindig, let's see. CSI episode 11, what does that bring us? Jesus, you frightened me.
You frightened me.
Why are you on your own in the darkness?
Who said I'm on my own?
What can you tell me about the code?
The code is just a distraction.
What's a distraction?
Do you see that bird over there?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Well,
there you go.
So, CSI Shindig happening. We don't know what's going on. Here's an actual question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How wide is the world?
I don't know.
In miles. I've looked it up.
I don't know.
Have a pop. How wide is the world? Start small. How wide's Manchester?
I reckon 40,000 miles.
How wide's Manchester?
I don't know. 8 miles across.
8 miles across, right. How about England?
300, 400 miles across.
How about Europe? It's,
2,000, 3,000.
So you're going to say 2,000 for Europe, right? Chuck on another continent.
I've said 40,000.
You're going to go with 40,000?
Yeah.
40,000 miles?
Yeah.
That's way out.
Over or under?
Way over.
Oh, is it? 20,000 then?
8,000. Just 8,000 miles. You could walk that, because the Proclaimers talked about that.
They did, didn't they?
If I could walk 7,915 miles, then I would be back
it
where I started.
It does put 500 miles in perspective, though, doesn't it?
If you started, follow me. If the globe is rotating clockwise...
Yeah.
Right? And you walk anti-clockwise for 7,915 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the world's going that way.
Yeah.
And you're walking that way.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you walk 7,950 miles. Will you end up in the exact same position you began?
Oh, boo!
Because look, here's London.
Yeah.
Right? And London's going that way around the world. Right? Meanwhile, I'm walking this way around the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, 'cause you'd...
So at the same time...
You'd end up
at the bottom of the earth. There I am back in London because I've just walked the width of the world.
No, it's like how quick's a fly flying when it's in an airplane cabin. It's all forces, man.
You just blow my mind, Ben. Bro, how fast is that fly going? Faster than any other bloody fly in the world. Better believe it. I bet you.
Or, like that time I got on a train at Piccadilly train station and as the doors were closing, a pigeon hopped on. Literally hopped on, right?
But it's 1 foot.
Yeah! 2 feet. Yeah! Two feet. You know what, Mav?
What?
Didn't fly. Just literally stayed still.
Did you sit in one of
the
seats?
Door. As soon as you got to Stockport, 8 minutes later, hopped off.
Just popped off, yeah.
It was almost... I'm not joking. I am not making that story up. Because I kept my eye on it, thinking, if that starts flying around, what on earth am I going to do? Right?
What on earth am I going to do? What? If a bird starts flapping its wings, what the hell is going to happen here? I did not prepare for this.
Exactly. But, you know, there he was, calm as you like, or her, and just hopped off. Let's stop up. Right, where was he going?
Ridiculous.
See a relative, that's where he was going.
So, is that what everyone goes to Stockport for?
An errand.
So do you genuinely think the bird chose to hop on the train?
No.
As opposed to fly to Stockport?
I think it jumped on the train just because he thought food was on it.
Right.
And then was a bit miffed by... why the doors shut on him, and then where he was.
How did he open the doors again? Did he flap up with his beak and pop the little bird?
Some guy opened it.
Oh, that was very kind of the guy letting the bird off first.
He was getting off, and he got off first, to be fair.
He pushed his way past the pigeon? That is rude. Fun house. Funhouse. Where is the ring? I feel like it's late. You're your body. Funhouse. Yeah. Easy now. Let's not get started playing random music. What the hell was that?
That's not the Harlem Globetrotter music.
That could have been for Funhouse.
Let's
Ben.
Do it then.
No. Oh. We use the same music week in, week out, Ben. That's why I put the show together like I do. Would you like to go first or second this week, Ben?
First.
All right, here we go. Ben's out. You have to remind people what it is.
Oh, it was a TV show, TV presenters and weapons.
TV presenters and weapons. That's what we're looking for. Ben, over to, wait for it, you.
Man. This is from the punning pallet panel in Trafford Park. Handy Grenade Peters. Jeremy...
That's the belted opening!
Jeremy Paxman. Hamurka Rice.
Hamaka Rice.
What's that one? Katana Dealer. I don't know what that one. Catapult Dealer. AK-47 Burler. Bufo Scythe. Blunderbussle Brand. Tommy Gun Walsh.
I was trying to get a blunderbuss all week.
Sandy Molotov. I can't say that. Gun.
Brilliant.
Edward Tudor Polax. David Pike. Jim.
What?
David Pike.
What is it Pike for?
Because it's Ike.
Right.
I'm taking this time back. Jim Longbow Bowen. Bowen. Chris Abrazuke Zaki. Chris Akabuzi 9mm. Lisa Shmetakabuk. Henry Kelly repeating rifle. Jimmy Carbomb. Michael Akalaberg. Katonina Dale Winton. Anthony H. Bomb Wilson and the slightly dodgy Esther Ransom note. We've also had Tank and Deck, and Mr. James Honey's come up with Lawrence Lowe and Cross Bowen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Gat Dealer, Brian Maiden Blessed, and what is probably my favourite, Glock One.
Well done, Palette Panel. Is that it?
That's it. We've got a couple on Twitter.
Oh, let's have those
got the
now.
Show with no name. They've come back with Bill Turnbull Pitt.
No, Bullet.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Bamba Gas Bomb.
Bamba Gas Bomb. Those are two good ones from the show with no name. Doe is really picking it up a little bit. Right.
Or Stevie D.
Let's.
Don't be racist.
It's not Stevie D. We all know which one's funny. Oh, dear.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that. I love Stevie D. I think he's really funny. Now it sounds like I'm being fake. Oh, I'm just going to bomb out. Man. Neil Buchanan. Bruce Forsyth. Terry Wogan. Zoe Cannonball. Pat Sharp Knife. I like this one. Bayonet Street Porter. Yeah. Dermot O'Speary. James Mace. Oh, did you say Jeremy Axman?
I did.
One from Stuart James. Not strictly a weapon. Stephen Frying Pan. Watching too much bottom, that must be. Arsenic Knowles. Hammer Gordon. Jonathan Dimbombi.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Tank and Deck. Bomb Snow. I think that's supposed to... Is that Bomb Snow? Is that Bob Snow?
Dan Snow.
Makes no sense. I like this one. Hang on, come on, Martin. Michaela Airstriken. Anna Walker P9mm. And these three I like. Katie Sniper, Grenade Greer, and Rifle Harris.
Right, so let's discuss winners, Mav.
Oh, dear.
I like Handy Grenade Peters.
That you opened with an absolute belter, and it did be my grenade, a grenade greer.
We do have to say the show in no name, Bamba Gas Bomb, is...
It's exceptional, yeah. I really liked Rifle Harris and Michaela Airstriken.
What about Glock One?
Glock One was really good. Do you want to give it to Glock One?
Yeah, let's give it to Glock One.
I'm happy to give it to Glock One. I think that's got a certain joy about it.
But Bamba Gas Bomb...
To be honest,
not just silly?
When I got Rifle Harris through from my punning panel, I laughed for 2 full minutes. Anyway, so...
Let's do the MasterChef cheap final ending. Let's give it to them all.
Give it all of them. There you go. You've all won. Congratulations. Right, now for next week...
This is the belter, people.
Now...
Stand up.
Right.
And be prepared to sit back down again very quickly.
For weeks, we've been saying, there's not going to be many of these. It turns out there's tons. So we've picked some of this week that we think...
We've thought of the only one. So, really, really impressed if we come back with a huge list next week. We are looking for this week's Punhouse for politicians and collective nouns.
It's not Chaz, the only one that exists.
Douglas Hurd. Douglas Hurd. Politicians and collective nouns. How do they get in touch, Ben?
You can email us, ben@fcumradio.co.uk. You can have a look at our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/fcumradio. And, of course, on Twitter, @fcumradio.
Hashtag Punhouse. Right. Let's find out. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Yeah, I need to talk to you about this.
What?
Need to tell you something. I did the bullseye list this week, but I was... there's no reason, but it says I was quite depressed when I was writing it, so it's a bit
angsty.
Yeah, a little bit. So let's just get through it the best we can, and just, you know, pick the mood up again at the end of it, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay, let's give it a go. Right, let's find out what's on offer in the Shindig Prize Gallery today, shall we? What? In one, rejection. In two, disappointment. In three, a lifetime of misery. In four, when will it all end? In five, ultimate sadness. In six, loneliness. In seven, embarrassment. And Bully's special prize, the back catalogue of R.E.M. Yay!
Oh no.
You can win that and so much more in this week's Shindy Breakfast Show. I've got a new game idea.
Go on then.
It's called Good Guy, Bad Guy.
Right.
Right, where we name people, either famous or not famous, that we don't really know, but we're guessing they're either a good guy or a bad guy.
Okay.
Right, so I'll go first because I've prepared this. It gives you a bit of time to think about it. So good guy this week, Ben, I've gone for Robbie Coltrane. I think he seems like a good guy.
I think so too.
Everything I know about him, he seems like I think I'd really get on with him. So Robbie Coltrane, good guy. Bad guy, Dame Maggie Smith. I just don't trust her.